know.
If you're going to raise pigs, what animals would you need?
That's the finest idea. I wouldn't.
Sow?
Yeah, you'd need a sow.
Uh-huh.
But no. Boar.
Hogs, are these males and females? Both?
Well, to me they are. A hog's a hog. That's hog, not hogs.
Mm-hmm. And how old is, well, what's the difference between a hog and a pig? When does a pig become a hog? Or?
Well, I don't know. There's a show in there someplace. I don't know what that is. No, I have no knowledge of that at all.
What would you call those stiff hairs on a boar?
Those are bristles.
Mm-hmm. And the big teeth that stick out?
Those are tushes.
And if you're going to feed your pigs, where would you feed them?
Huh?
Where would you feed your pigs?
Feed them in a trough.
Mm-hmm.
Slop the hog. That's what you do to them. You don't feed them, you slop them.
What do you do to a bull to make him into a steer?
Well, I haven't yet planned on it.
You operate on him, of course.
I think the expression they use there is cut him.
Cut.
No, I don't. Like I said, I'm not.
Or is there any special term for a hog that has been operated on in this way?
There is, but I don't know what it is.
I know in some places he's called a barrel.
Well, like I said, I don't. That's something I know nothing about.
What would you call a sound that a calf makes when he's being weaned?
Oh, he's bawling.
And a cow when she's hungry?
She's mooing.
How about a horse?
Well, he's nickering.
What would you call a hen when she has a nest of eggs that she's trying
she's
to hatch?
She's setting.
And when this hen has her eggs hatch, would she be put in a special little crib-like thing?
Let me see. We always put ours in. We put the old setting hen and her brood in the. We put her in a chicken coop, I believe, is what we always said. I don't.
And that was a little one, huh?
Uh huh. Just big enough for her and her little brood, and we'd go out and move it. Ours was portable, and we could move it. Drag it along.
When you cook a chicken, what do you call that part that has the bone shaped like this?
That's a pulley bone. Anybody know that.
Yeah, that's a good southern term. When you butchered a pig or a calf, did you ever take the intestine or the part of the stomach and scrape it and cook it?
No.